भगवद्गीता 4.38 नहीं ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रमिह विद्यते तत्स्वयं योग संसिद्ध कालेनात्मनिविन्दति। कृष्ण इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज प्रेज ऑफ द ज्ञान दैट इज एक्वायर्ड थ्रू द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ ड्यूटीफुल डिटैच्ड वर्क एंड हियर डिस्क्राइबिंग नहीं ज्ञानेन सदृशं There is nothing like jnana. Pavitram iha vidyate, as pure as this knowledge. Tatsvayam yoga samsiddhaha. Tatsvayam. That knowledge, Svayam means on its own, spontaneously. Yoga samsiddhaha. When one becomes practiced in yoga, when one becomes perfected in yoga, कालेन आत्मनिविन्दति कालेन इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम आत्मनिविन्दति वन विल रिजॉइस इन इट विद इन आत्मनि सो एसेंशियली कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग ओवर हियर एंड ही इज टेलिंग दैट दिस नॉलेज इज एक्सट्रीमली प्योर एंड इट कम्स स्पॉन्टेनियसली स्वयं Now, the purity of that knowledge has already been exemplified through two examples in the previous two verses, 36 and 37. Actually, from 35 itself, the glory of that knowledge is being talked about. So, first it is said that it takes one to a level where one will not fall back into illusion again. Secondly, that was verse 35. 36th verse was that even the most sinful of sinners can, with the boat of this knowledge, cross over the ocean of miseries. And in 37th was that this knowledge burns away karma as fire burns away firewood. So after giving all these pointers to the potency of this knowledge, now Krishna is stating that this knowledge is supremely purifying. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. Knowledge has such enormous potency. Now what exactly is this knowledge? We will see that Krishna will talk about who is the person in knowledge. And by that we will understand that this knowledge is actually devotional knowledge itself. Krishna says in 10.8, the first verse in the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, that Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So buddha, the person who is enlightened, who is this enlightened person? One who understands Krishna's position, supreme position, the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. And not only that, does the person understand it intellectually, but also becomes devoted to Krishna. Iti matva bhajante imam. The person becomes devoted to Krishna. Such a person is Buddha. So, similarly in 15.19, Krishna states, यो माम असम्मूढो जानाति पुरुषोत्तमं स सर्वविद् भजति माम सर्वभावेन भारत दैट वन हु इज असम्मूढो दैट वन हु इज विदाउट एनी डिल्यूजन अंडरस्टैंड्स दैट यो माम जानाति पुरुषोत्तमं वन अंडरस्टैंड्स मी टू बी द पुरुषोत्तमं स सर्वविद् भजति माम जे पर्सन इज सर्वविद् जे पर्सन नोज एवरीथिंग दैट मीन्स Krishna is quite unambiguously, emphatically underscoring the point that this is a person who is in knowledge. So, that knowledge which Krishna is glorifying over here, that knowledge which comes by the, which is the ripe fruit of yoga. So, that knowledge in its highest stage is the knowledge of bhakti and Bhagavan. So, at this stage, Krishna is not specifying what knowledge is, but he is glorifying that knowledge. And Yoga Samsiddha, Krishna is not just using Karma Yoga Samsiddha, Yoga Samsiddha. So often we tend to equate Jnana with Jnana Yoga and Yoga with Ashtanga Yoga. But this sort of equalization can be mistaken, can mislead us when we are studying the Bhagavad Gita. Most of the time when the Bhagavad Gita is talking about Jnana, it is not talking about Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga is associated with inaction. And there is practically no section of the Bhagavad Gita which endorses inaction. And bhakti. So yoga is a generic term, and based on the context, we have to understand what yoga refers to. Jnana is also a contextual term, and based on the context, we'll have to understand which jnana it refers to. And similarly, yoga also, which yoga is being referred to, we should simplistically equate yoga with Ashtanga Yoga. Because at this stage, Krishna has not even talked anything about Ashtanga Yoga except for two references to it in 4.27 and 4.29 while describing different kinds of yajna. Of course, there actually Krishna describes more the process of regulating the breath and things like that. Yoga yajnas dhapare, that was mentioned in the 4.28. So, there have been very generic references to yoga, without any specific reference to the Prasiddha Ashtanga Yoga. That will be mentioned first in 5.27.28 and then in the 6th chapter in several verses. So here, Yoga Samsiddha means by the practice of yoga, what will happen? Kalen Atmani Vindati. If we keep practicing yoga, then by our practice, gradually our inner maturity will happen. And with the inner maturity, we will be able to attain an inner taste, a higher taste. Because essentially, the practice of yoga enables us to connect with higher spiritual reality. And the highest spiritual reality is Krishna. Mattah parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. In 7.7 he will say that there is no truth higher than me. So by understanding how Krishna is the highest reality and how yoga will connect us with that higher reality, we will understand that there will be atmani vindati. There will be inner satisfaction. Why will there be inner satisfaction? Because Krishna is the source of all happiness. Ramante yogino anante satyananda chidatmani. Ramante yogino anante satyananda. The absolute truth do anantaramana. Unlimited happiness in the process of yoga, practice of yoga. And satyananda chidatmani. They experience real happiness. Now, when we talk about this point here, if we just keep practicing yoga, then our taste for Krishna increases. If you're practicing bhakti yoga, if you're practicing karma yoga, then just the generic taste for transcendence increases. One starts recognizing that one is a soul, and as we start realizing the Satchitananda nature of the soul, there is happiness in that. And further, as we start relishing the spiritual happiness in relationship with Krishna, then there is no limit to the happiness that a person experiences. So in this way, this verse is describing the glories of the transcendental knowledge, that it will give great happiness. Nahi jnane na sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing in this world as pure as knowledge. And what is this knowledge? That knowledge is the fruit of Krishna has said that karma, sarvam karma akhilam partha, jnane parisamapyate. That when we do different, whatever karma we may do, the purpose of that karma is that it should culminate in enlightening us from within. And that enlightenment will essentially be liberation. So, tatsvayam yoga samsiddhaha. So, Arjuna, if you continue doing your duty, fighting
as a part of your duty, doing it as a yoga, then tatsvayam yoga, you will become purified by that. Far from becoming contaminated, the knowledge that will awaken by the practice of yoga will purify you. And then tatsvayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. You will relish internally. Thank you.